What a blessing it is to be free to share the Word of Life on this program simply called Words of Life. Churches of Christ and other believers sponsor this broadcast in order to tell you about Jesus, the Christ. Brother David Johnson will tell us about our citizenship as it is described in Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. This is a timely lesson that is sure to be a blessing. We now praise our Lord with song.
Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home, and our eternal home. Beneath the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, our earth received her frame. From everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same, to endless years the same. Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guard while life shall last, and our eternal.
Oh, you see.
Let's bow for prayer. Holy Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus for all of the blessings that are ours as we enjoy this life and the promise of the life to come with you. Please use the words of this program for your glory. Some of our listeners do not know Jesus as Savior and Lord. Still others are troubled with illness or discouragement. Please provide your convictions, healing, and peace that are needed. We know that Christians are being persecuted in many places throughout the world, and we ask that you will bless them with your protection and strengthen faith. And when Jesus comes, help us to be ready for him. Thank you for hearing us. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Using Philippians 3:17-21, Brother David Johnson will now speak to us on our citizenship.
It's wonderful to be together again as we look into the Word of God, witness its truths to others, and certainly live it out in our own lives. The title for the lesson is Our Citizenship, and our text is taken from the New Testament, the Epistle to the Philippian Church, Philippians chapter 3, verses 17-21. Please listen to the Word of God. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For, as I often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Wonderful words. A wonderful passage that we can meditate on as Christians. Also, as Americans, we have, for example, a patriotic hymn that serves as our national anthem. Some may suppose our national anthem was penned in the 1700s, about the time of our Revolutionary War against Great Britain. However, that is not the case. Our anthem was a poem written by Francis Scott Key on September 14th in the year of our Lord, 1814. The tune or the music to our American anthem, coincidentally, was composed by an Englishman by the name of John Stafford Smith, but he composed it for another hymn, of course. During our second major war with Great Britain, Francis Scott Key, an attorney and a Christian, was asked by then President James Madison to help in a hostage recovery mission, that is, to negotiate with the English the release of a prominent physician, Dr. Benes, taken hostage. Francis Scott Key was detained by the British and forced to watch the brutal naval bombardment of Fort McHenry near Baltimore, Maryland. Fort McHenry withstood a continuous 25 hours bombardment by the British. As the dawn's early light brought a new day, Francis Scott Key scribbled on the back of an envelope the first stanza of what was to become our American national anthem. Listen to the familiar original words penned at first light. A poem, originally. Quote, "Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave," end quote. Later, back in Baltimore, Francis Scott Key wrote a second stanza, little known and rarely sung. The words are, quote, "Blessed with victory and peace. May the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. End quote. So with these words, we Americans have more evidence of many early American Christian heroes and of our godly heritage. For many of our founding fathers, there was not the intent of separation from religion. Incidentally, spangled in the Star-Spangled Banner means any small, sparkling object. For Francis Scott Key, with poetic license, to see the stars in the dawning light on our banner or flag was like a sparkling to behold. We Americans are indeed free from oppressive kings and queens, as our forefathers had to bleed to win our freedom twice from Great Britain. We are privileged to be American citizens. Yet as Christians, we have citizenship and allegiance to an even greater person and place. This person, Jesus Christ, bled to set mankind free from the bondage of sin once and for all. The Apostle Paul pens a stark contrast between those who live only for this life, even as false believers, versus those who prioritize the life to come as true believers in Christ and in heaven, the person and the place in which we have our great hope. Unrepentant unbelievers in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 18b says, they live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Evidently, this is the case according to the immediate context, because they were not, as is recorded in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 17b, who live according to the pattern we gave you. That is a pattern of obedient faith. Yes, we are saved through faith. However, a faith that is genuine and through which we are saved has a pattern of obedience to prove its authenticity, its validity before God. God will not be mocked. Saving faith strives, yes, struggles to live godly lives. And many profess Christ, but their lifestyle denies Him. Anyone who habitually, without repentance, lives an ungodly lifestyle is an enemy of the cross. Paul portrays their destiny, their true God, and their glorying in their ungodliness. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 19. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. Therefore, enemies of the cross have a mindset only on the here and now, regardless of what they may claim. Genuine Christians have different priorities and prove it by their mindset lived out according to the example and pattern of Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus. As the opening verse of this epistle reveals in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1. The following words need to be our consistent mindset. As 21st century servants of Christ Jesus, a kingdom mindset, a kingdom of God mindset, not merely a world view. Philippians chapter 3 and verses 20a. But our citizenship is in heaven. Citizenship refers to the place where one has official status. As Christians, we are in the world, but not of this world. We know we are just passing through. We yearn for the permanent place of our citizenship, which is in heaven, with our Lord and God, and all the saints that have gone on before us, and the holy angels of God forever. We live for our Creator, for our Redeemer, who died on the cross for us. We are not enemies, but instead emissaries and soldiers of the cross. We believe in the cross of Christ. We witness for the cross of Christ. We live for Christ because He died for us. As Christians, we have a dual citizenship, one on earth and the other in heaven. Our citizenship in heaven ought to make us better citizens on earth. Paul wrote this letter to the Philippian church located at Philippi in northern Greece, then called Macedonia. The city of Philippi was, in Paul's day, a Roman colony on foreign soil. Likewise, the church should live as a colony of heaven on earth. Our mindset of faith, as is recorded in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20b through verse 21, says this: "And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." True believers do not find it drudgery to patternistically live Christ-like lives. We desire it. Because we truly believe our Savior is coming from heaven and trust that one glorious day Christ will glorify, will transform our mortal fallen bodies to be like His immortal glorious body, incorruptible physically and spiritually. As Paul wrote in this Philippian letter, chapter 1 and verse 23, which says in part, "I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far." While we're still on earth, we thank God for preserving America as the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yet our star-spangled banner yet waves over our land, and we can be thankful for this. However, all on this old earth one day will end. Christians anticipate more than stars on a banner. Jesus Christ stated in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16 in part, "I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star." Jesus likened Himself to the bright morning star because it is the brightest magnitude star, announcing the arrival of a new day. When Jesus Christ returns to this earth, His glorious, radiant light will shatter this world's spiritual darkness and herald the dawn of God's new glorious order into eternity, and it will never end. Truly, in God is our trust. Have you, dear listener, trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Are you striving to live like Him and for Him? Because we must trust and obey, for there is no other way. Being obedient means that in our faith, we repent of our sin, recognizing that we are sinners and need a Savior. We confess Jesus. We're not afraid to confess before men that Jesus is our Savior and Lord. And we obey the gospel by being immersed into Christ Jesus, baptized into Christ Jesus. And then we persevere in the faith Saving faith, a faith that saves, is a faith that obeys. May this be our mindset, and not only our mindset, but our lifestyle, until He calls us home.
Is your citizenship secured in heaven? If not, you need Jesus. If we can help you in a decision for Christ, please contact us. We also encourage you to find a good Bible-based group of believers to help you in understanding what the Bible teaches. For a free CD of this and last week's program, request broadcast number 1926. That's 1926. We look forward to hearing from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.